Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. Hey, I'm glad you're hanging on. Blog Talk Radio, having a bit of a situation, and we all know, excuse me, about a situation. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Our Colonel Harrison is back. You guys have really enjoyed him, and I'm so happy. Hey, Colonel Harrison, welcome back again. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Come on, Dr. Capitino, listening audience, back with you after being offline last week. Glad to be back. Thank you. Top of the morning to everyone.
Yay, yay, yay. And I'm glad you're back, too, because, oh, we had a blockbuster show last week, and it's been the same thing for 4 weeks, 4 series. How can I make Dr. happy if my heart isn't happy? We're going to switch the reel just a little bit because while we know we've got to make God's heart happy, he wants to make our heart happy. Isn't that something? He created mankind in his own image. I mean, oh, wow, how powerful is that? And while we've been stressing, oh, God, Lord, you know what? I want to make you happy. I want your heart to soar. I want you to be glad, glad and happy that you made me. But I'm so sad. I'm so mixed up. You know, I'm hurting. I'm going through it. and I'm wondering, is that the kind of person you want around to represent you and your name and your image? Is that the kind of person you want to represent to you and your image? Well, we're going to find out a little bit about that because now here we are at this juncture. It's your turn, God. It's your turn. We talk about making you happy. But now you purport to be happy. And you bump more out that. And we have come here. He wasn't talking last week, so he's going to talk now. Colonel Harris, what do you think according to Scripture that God wants to do to make us happy? We've been concentrating on him for over a month. He wants to make us happy. He just didn't pull some dust together and say, let us make man our image. And oops, here we came. He wants to make us happy within the boundaries of us being obedient creation, creatures on earth. What do you think? Give us some ideas. Tell us what the Bible says. What does God want to do besides the creative power of our being to make us happy? What is he planning for? What is he doing now? What is this God doing?
God wants us, mankind, in order to make us happy, to be obedient to his commands. His commands are written in what are called holy words, which are called Scripture. And he wants us to be obedient to his holy words. When we are obedient to his holy words, it makes God happy. God, in return, makes us happy by giving us favor, blessings, grace, those kinds of things. And so the challenge is for us to be obedient to his holy words. And in return, God responds favorably. He takes care of our concerns. He takes care of our sickness. He takes care of our needs. And he gives us some of the desires of our heart. So obedience, grace, and favor. When we're obedient, blessings come. And so let's just start with obedience.
Okay, well, I got to ask that question again. And as you know, here come the hands. Let me ask the question again. I'm not sure if you heard that question right. What does God want to do? What does God? We're not going to talk about obedience right now because, number one, they've got to know what God says. They've got to be taught from his word what he says before they can obey him. I'm not going to obey anything or anyone that just pop up. We're not talking about obedience. What does God want to do? What has God done? What is he planning to do to make his human creation happy? What is God?
Oh God,
what God.
Yes.
What is God yes. doing? Not what he says to us, but yeah, I want you to obey me. Obey me, you first got to know what he says. You first got to learn what he wants you to do before you can obey him. So we way ahead of that curve.
Okay, God wants to bless us.
Wait.
Yes.
Wait. What is God doing to make us happy? Now, when you say bless, we almost have to clarify that. God bless us. Now we got to go into a whole nother spiel about a blessing. Well, how do I get a blessing? What is a blessing? You got people walking around, especially these millennials, that's walking out the church that didn't know you. That's where you're taught this kind of stuff. You're taught how to be a family and a family. But when it comes time to God, a house of worship, tabernacle, sanctuary, those is set up for that. So we don't want to run ahead. Let me ask the question again. What is God doing? What is God doing to make mankind happy? I know he set the trees up. He gave the oceans. Talk about that. What is God doing to make us happy?
Well, God has set up the earth. And everything that dwells there in the earth for our betterment, the rain, so man can plant crops, the sun, so the seed will germinate and become crops and vegetation. God wants to provide for mankind our need. He wants to provide and take care of our need, and he does that in so many different ways.
Well, does he want to do it, or is he doing it? Does God want to do it, or is that God doing it?
God is doing it. God is doing it, particularly for those who have gotten to know who God, Jehovah, is. God is a provider. God is providing to mankind. He causes his sun to shine on the just and unjust. God is providing to mankind and has been since the earth has been created and mankind has been created.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So I'm thinking right now, and excuse me, my phone is ringing. So excuse me. Okay, let me see if I can cut it off. Excuse me, you guys. Excuse me. Not going off. Okay, so God has provided a sunlight. He's provided vegetation for food. He's provided the light from God has provided the nightfall to give his creation and his creature's time to lay down and go to sleep. Oh, my God. This God has done, like the Bible says, oh, bless him, for he has done great things. Yes, he has given us the ability to talk and speak and to communicate. God has given us, as you said, the seas, the ocean, and the water. What else has God done? 2,000 years ago, and we very, very rarely talk about him except in passing. What did God do over 2,000 years ago when mankind got off track? Because he said, I love them. What did God do to redeem mankind if we talk about what has he done, what is he doing? What did he do almost 2,000 years ago and why?
God, over 2,000 years, I can answer some questions, Dr. Kapanzian, provided his only begotten son, whose name is Jesus, to redeem mankind from death, hell, and the grave. God provided, gave his only son and sent him from heaven to earth to redeem mankind, to bring mankind back to a right relationship with him, because mankind was perishing on the earth and had lost his and her way.
Oh, my God. And you can't beat that. He surely did. He provided a savior which brought about salvation for mankind that had turned away and decided they don't want God's governance. They decided they don't want to hear about God. They decided they don't want God in their life. They decided they don't need God to walk with them day by day and night by night. Oh, my God, is a miracle. He's magnificent. He's holy. He provided Jesus Christ. Now, how can individuals that don't know that fact, they might know about Jehovah, but since he sent his son, what should we be concerned with regarding a God that is his only begotten son, that we might walk and live and not perish? What should we be doing knowing that that God did that? What should we be doing? That's a great sacrifice.
We should seek to get to know who God's son is. We know that that the Bible says his name is Jesus, but we need to get to know who he is and allow him to become our personal Lord and Savior, who will lead, guide, and direct us as to the life God wants us to live here on earth.
Very, very good point. Many people will say, I heard about God. You don't even know what God they're talking about. Oh, I heard about God. When I was a child, I went to church, and I heard about God, but they never told me what I should be doing. Yeah, I'm there listening, but I don't remember saying anything about walking in that guy's footsteps. I was never shown how to go out and socialize. Yeah, I was sitting up in there, soaking it all in for myself. But as a child, this Jesus, I wasn't told how to be a follower. I was told about him. And I think because the Bible says there's no God, and no other God is talking about how they sent their son, Buddha, Sadrista, Kumle, God Molech, I could go on. None of them has a story like the Bible story where it says he sent his son. So this one called Jesus, who told his people, anybody that wanted to be a disciple, then on to an apostle. Then I hear some talking about from there on to being a bishop. Something got lost in between all. So this one called Jesus, God's son, the Psalm 83:18 God, Jehovah, you just mentioned him. This one called the Jesus, did he leave any edict for his people to do? Because now remember, this topic is on God making us happy, and we sure should be happy that this God sent his son. So right now, what should we be doing based on the one called Jesus Christ? Is there anything that we should be doing because his name is Jesus? Let us hear from Harrison.
Yes. Number one, we should get to know who he is, who Jesus is. We know God, Jehovah, Psalm 83:18, you just said, Dr. Constantine. Get to know who Jesus is, God's only begotten son. That's the essence of the scripture, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Get to know who he is, believe in him, and love him, and keep his commandments. The two of the primary commandments, God says, love the Lord thy God. That includes the son Jesus, with all thy heart, mind, and soul. And the second is likened to it, love thy neighbor as thyself. So we've got to get to know who Jesus is, got to accept him into our individual personal lives as our personal Lord and Savior to lead, guide, and direct us in this life.
And then we will live a blessed life, and we will live a life that's pleasing to God. It will make God happy, and God, in return, will make us happy when we accept his son.
Oh, my God, Clinton Harrison, he has really, I mean, this God has really did a great job in making us happy. He's done a fantastic job. And when I say a fantastic, I can look at trees, the flowers, the animals, all the new cars people are driving, all these big mansions. He's done a great job. But was that job when Jesus came from heaven on earth to manifest? What did Jesus Christ say he came to do? Not done. What did Jesus say he came down to earth to do?
He came to seek and save that which was lost, those who were separated from God, those who had become separated from God because they were living their life according to their own understanding and not according to the commandments and the ordinances and the statutes that God wants us to live. God is a righteous God. He has a certain standards, for lack of a better term, certain rules that he wants us to live by. And when we live by those rules, not only is God happy, but God makes us happy. As you said, he blesses us with cars, with jobs, with education, with some resources, money to pay our bills, a roof over our head, clothes on our back, good health. Families, so we can have children, offspring, and so forth and so on. So God is a God of love, and God just wants us to love him in return, and he gives love back, and he gives it back more abundantly than we can ever receive. So we need to see. Jesus came to seek and save those who had turned away from God, who had lost their way, to bring them back to God in a right relationship.
So a person worshiping Jesus, you know, there's a lot of persecution going on now in the world, and a lot of people are turning others away from the Creator and who he is and what he has sent his son here. Like we do, can we say that God is getting a first? Can we say man is really doing the things that would really make Jehovah talk happy? Can we say that he's really doing that? God has batted 1,000+ to see that mankind meets the goal for happy living and for their happy existence. Can we say that this thing called the two-way street, can we say that God is happy? He wants to make us happy. He's proved it. He don't owe nobody nothing. He has proved who he is, that he only is Jehovah. That's the song, that he only is Jehovah. He's already proven that. So can we say that humankind has kept their side of the bargain? God has already did what his creative works, and on the seventh day rested. And the morning star, the angels, everything that was breathing and not breathing, clapped their hands, morning star, and said, it's good. God has done his part. He's already done his part. What about us? Have we done our part? And if not, what are some of the ways, maybe you can name 4 or 5, that we can do? God's done his part. He don't owe us nothing else. What should we be?
Okay, number one, accept the Son Jesus, and once we accept the Son Jesus, we allow him to become Lord of our lives. Lord means master of our lives, to lead, guide, and direct us to the way that he would have us to live. Number three, be obedient to God's rules, okay? Rules that God has on a job, a boss has rules. God also has rules. When we're obedient to his rules, then God makes us happy by giving us blessings, things that we need. So accepting the Lord, number one, allowing the Lord, Jesus, to be our master. Number three, obeying the rules. And number four, God blesses us as a result of being obedient.
Okay. In the minutes we have left, you say accept the Lord. Accept him. Most people don't know what it means to accept the Lord. We have got to stay focused on the fact that when we're talking, there are some people that may not understand what it means to accept the Lord. You know, and I've been a decade veteran, and I'm trying to figure out, what does it mean to accept the Lord? How does a person accept the Lord?
Okay. All right. Okay. I was speaking,
okay.
I guess. Yes, briefly. Briefly, accept the Lord means that we let him into our lives as our personal Lord and Savior. We believe that Jesus is the Son of God. We don't question that. And as a result of believing that, we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that he is God's Son, and he was sent to redeem mankind from sin, death, hell, and the grave. Receiving him, meaning the same as I would receive a family member or get to know a family member or get to know a coworker, receive him into my life and follow his rules and regulations. That's what I mean by accepting him.
I just love that. And as most of you know, Colonel is a master teacher, but I'm coming down to the little child because Jesus said, unless you come to him as a little child, you can't come at all. So, see, what Colonel is talking about is from a theologian perspective. But you first, I used to be with a group, most of you know, and there was a little blue book that everybody in the world called the Blue Bomb. Because that bomb, if you throw a bomb, it destroys something. It destroyed a lot of teaching by which people, like Philip said, I can't do that unless I'm taught. So that little blue book called The Truth That Leads to Eternal Life came out in the 60s, I believe. And that book brought in millions to this particular group. You know what the first chapter was? The first chapter of that book, who is God? Who is he? You tell me, he's Jehovah. I don't know that. That first chapter was who is God? And some preachers started preaching it. Even their churches doubled and increased because people is not going to follow nothing they don't know nothing about. They can hear it, but that's all they're going to do. They're going to hear it and go right back out in the streets and become worse today than it was yesterday. So who is God? That's going to be our next topic. I thank you guys for tuning in. God bless you. Who is God? Who is God? Who is this God that made us happy? And we got to, first, you got to know who he is. Hallelujah. Next week, again, for who is God? Who is God? Thank you. Have a good weekend. Thank you, Colonel Harrison. Well, welcome back. And you guys just know that if you're alive under the sound of our voices, God got a word for you. God got an opportunity for you. God got a place for you, he said, in his kingdom. Have a great weekend. Thank you for tuning in to the Global Vision for living today.